goal to go, go, go. We explore some key numbers to look for when making some choices in your fantasy draft. This is episode 6 of the 10th anniversary season of the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for paying for this podcast so you don't have to. Specific to originalhooters.com. That is where you can find locations in the greater Tampa Bay area / West Central Florida area. Locations, hours of operation, easy online ordering. Visit originalhooters.com. They continue to be the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I've enjoyed recent visits to the Hillsborough Avenue location, just north of where the Bucks and the Rays and the Yankees play, with a couple of friendly servers named Shalom and Lizzie that I visit on occasion. Ran into Lizzie playing in a recent golf tournament over the summer with Drew Garabo's team, an event backed by Pepin, and I would not be able to do this podcast for you if it wasn't for Hooters being the presenting sponsor via joebucksfan.com. Email for fantasy questions, things you've heard on the podcast, things you'd like to hear on the podcast, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Just sort of free-flowing conversation this year in these podcasts. I think it's easier to listen to. It's easier for me to do. So playing off what we did in the previous podcast where the numbers on Josh Jacobs suggest what a strong value he is based on where the data says he is coming off draft boards. Now, it's not like we're not reinventing something here and telling you you're going to get Josh Jacobs in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round. We're not doing that. You know, last year, I did identify Jaden Daniels as someone that you could get in a later round, and then I proved it in one of my own leagues, getting him very late. We're not there to a player like that yet, but I referenced some key numbers as it related to Josh Jacobs and what gives him such a good resume, what makes him a valuable guy for you to own, and how his owners have known this, whether he's played for the Silver and Black or he's playing in Wisconsin. Here are those numbers, all right? So here are the numbers. Let me specifically highlight. Let's start with inside the five. Do you want to own players who, when their teams have the ball inside the five-yard line, they get the ball? Yeah, I think you do. So let's go specific to the ground. And inside the five, who got their number called rushing the football? Told you in the previous podcast, nobody. No running back, no quarterback got more attempts inside the five than Josh Jacobs. That produced 11 touchdowns. Same number of attempts, 12 touchdowns, Kyren Williams, who, interesting, was a guy I grabbed on waivers early in 2023. Then in 2024, I didn't have him. There were some who were scared off for some reason, thinking that, well, Williams can't have the same workload as he had as the year went on in 2023. And the Rams were better and the workload was still significant. So Williams actually, as much as I love Josh Jacobs, Williams, same number of attempts inside the five, converted one more for a touchdown, 12-11 on Josh. Only one other player had more rushing touchdowns inside the five-yard line, or as many rushing touchdowns inside the five-yard line as Jacobs and Williams. Not a running back. There you go. You've been wondering where Jalen Hurts factors in all this, right? And last year was the first without Jason Kelce as the center. And we went through all the bullshit again in the offseason about how they're going to ban the play. The play is not banned. Granted, Dickerson did go out with an injury, part of that offensive line. Not the center. It's not like it's worked every time, but it's still working. So while you know you got to overpay for Saquon Barkley after last year, I'm not saying it's not worth it if you want to do it at the top of the draft board. But again, Jalen Hurts is just sitting there with tremendous value as the starting quarterback of an Eagles team that's loaded with talent. Hurts 11 TDs in 18 rushing attempts inside the five. The only other player who had his number called 18 or more times inside the five. Here's the ball. Go. King Henry, who some stayed away from last year with the change of team from Tennessee to Baltimore. We go through this every year. He's too old. When will you start realizing Henry is a physical freak the way Tom Brady at his age was a physical freak? Henry, 9 touchdowns in 18 attempts inside the five. So those are your top four. Not much of a drop off after that. David Montgomery is an interesting case. I think some shied away from him last year because they thought Gibbs would get more of those touches in year two. Montgomery would be less significant. It was not the case. We go through this again, and now Ben Johnson isn't calling the plays. I have zero faith in who's play calling in Detroit. That guy sucks so bad, Todd Bowles fired him as an offensive play caller. Not in Tampa Bay, with the Jets. And that's the last time that guy called plays. So I can't give you a lot of clarity on what to expect with Detroit. I don't think they win the division. I don't think they win a playoff game. For fantasy purposes, there are some... Look, I'd still love to own Amon-Ra St. Brown. I have owned Gibbs in the past. I'm not out on David Montgomery, but I have questions. And some had questions a year ago. David answered those. Ben Johnson gone. Frank Ragnow, all-pro center, gone. I think we have more valid questions this year. Are we going to look at David Montgomery as a top five guy inside the five-yard line by the end of the year? I don't think so. I don't know how far the drop-off is, but I don't know. The value, I know Captain Morgan, who won one of my leagues last year, got tremendous value out of getting Montgomery mid-rounds. So he benefited from top five in rushing attempts inside the five-yard line and actually sixth in rushing touchdowns with 8. One other player had 9 touchdowns on rushing attempts inside the five. That was Robinson of Atlanta. I'm not going to get into his first name. On 14 attempts. And Robinson is now flying off draft boards very high, right? If you want Robinson, you're using a top 4 or 5 fantasy draft pick. I don't know that I will. There's so much about the Falcons that troubles me. That there will be fantasy points there, but I don't think it's a very well-coached team. So I have concerns about consistency. We've seen Penix for a few games. I'd have to feel I'm getting great value on Falcons players to consider them. Now, I owned Robinson as a rookie, so I kind of knew what I was dealing with and why I passed on him last year. But he converted 9 of 14 rushes inside the five last year. other guys based on you want touches. I've talked about this for the 10 years we've been doing this podcast. That's where the value is. Forget targets. You want guys who touch the ball. Every time they touch the ball is an opportunity for you to score points. Inside the five-yard line, these are huge opportunities to score points. They don't get any better than this. If you know your guy's going to get his number called inside the five-yard line, there's that goal line. What are they going to do with it? So, Kyren Williams, Josh Jacobs, 19 rushing attempts inside the five last year. Derrick Henry, Jalen Hurts, 18 rushing attempts inside the five last year. David Montgomery, 17. Chuba Hubbard, highest on the board from a non-playoff team. Canales loves to run the ball. Chuba was hurt at times later in the year when the kid from Texas finally got healthy enough to play. I will argue Carolina lost a game they should have won against Tampa Bay because Canales didn't use Hubbard in an obvious red zone situation because he wanted to get his rookie running back reps in that situation. And that was not a good decision. It didn't lead to a touchdown. Carolina ended up losing that game. Hubbard, 17 touches inside the five, 7 touchdowns. 15 rushes inside the five. Jahmyr Gibbs, So under Ben Johnson, think about it this way, because Goff isn't doing a lot of tush pushing. So the Lions had 32 rush attempts inside the five last year. Montgomery got 17, turned them into 8 touchdowns. Gibbs got 15, turned them into 8 touchdowns. That number combined will drop this year without Ben Johnson, without Ragnow at center. Robinson then 14. I skipped over Jonathan Taylor. Not very efficient. His numbers are okay. Taylor had 15 rushing attempts inside the five, only converted touchdowns at a 33% clip. Five. then we mentioned Robinson had 14 touches, rushing attempts inside the five. Kareem Hunt had 14 touches inside the five. Saquon had 13. So those who were scared off Saquon last year, he's not going to get those. When they're in tight, they're going to Hurts. Yeah, they did on the one or the two. But on snaps from the 3, 4, and the 5, Saquon still had 13 of them. 4 touchdowns, though. Interesting, right? Actually, that's a lower. Let's see. It's right there. Right there with Taylor. I guess that's the only thing if we're going to nitpick on Saquon. He had 13 rushes from the 5-yard line and in, only scored 4 times. We'll give him a pass. James Cook, 13 carries, 6 touchdowns. Then down to Joe Mixon, who I know let a lot of you down in your push for the playoffs or in the fantasy playoffs. And right now, we're not sure what to think of Joe Mixon. He's an interesting guy. 12 carries inside the five for 6 touchdowns. Chase Brown, 12 carries inside the five for 5 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 12 carries, 3 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill is doing and saying a lot of weird stuff in Miami. But one thing he said that he probably shouldn't have said just because it's his teammate was maybe not use Achan down on the goal line. Achan, 12 rushes inside the five last year for a total of -1 yard and 3 touchdowns. Yeah. Not effective as a running back in goal-to-go situations. Much better when you move him out to inside the 10. So look at it this way. On rushes from the 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10-yard line, Achan had 11. Actually only scored once on those. Yeah. He's an odd fit. He's a guy that when the Dolphins get inside the 5, inside the 10, you don't know he's going to cash it in. The big play potential is certainly there, but the Dolphins overall, is that something you want to deal with on a week in, week out basis for fantasy purposes? Do you really want to own Tua? Do you really want to own Achan and have him frustrate you when the Dolphins get inside the 5-yard line because of his inabilities to cash those opportunities in, or the fact that the Dolphins will look to get in the end zone another way, even without Janu Smith? Bucky Irving got 12 chances inside the 5 last year. He converted for 4 touchdowns. Then it's down to Connor, 11 for 5. Brian Robinson, 11 for 4. Ramondre, 11 for 5. Tank Bigsby may get more this year, 11 for 4. Charbonnet, 11 for 4. Same as Kenneth Walker, 11 for 4. And then we do get to Jaden Daniels, had 10, and Josh Allen had 10. Jaden Daniels converted 4 times for a score. Josh Allen converted 7 times for a score. So let's just do the split on Josh versus James Cook. 23 times they combined for a rushing attempt inside the 5. Cook converted on 6 of 13. Josh converted on 7 of 10. Again, Josh is getting it from the 1-2-ish. Cook more likely to get it from the 2.5, 3, 4, 5-yard line out. No real surprises here either. I will bring up Javonte Williams, 8 chances, only 1 touchdown, and only a total of 1 yard on those 8 chances. One of the worst after contact running backs in the NFL last year. A reason why Sean Payton has moved on from him in Denver. And a reason I gave, I told you to avoid Breece Hall last year. He had 8 attempts inside the 5 last year for a total of 8 yards and only 3 touchdowns. He only touched the ball on rushing attempts 10 times inside the 10 for 3 touchdowns, 19 times inside the 20 for 5 touchdowns. And his receiving yard production just wasn't going to buoy that enough to justify his ADP last year, which is why he's going much later in fantasy drafts this year. And to introduce the 800-pound animal in the room, he's a Jet. And in most cases, you avoid Jets at all costs. Which will lead me to our next podcast, because I mentioned Captain Morgan, champion of one of my leagues in 2024. He texted me about a team he wanted no players from this year in fantasy football drafts, that no one on the team gets him excited enough to say, yeah, I want that player. And I just started thinking on my own, and I've done this before, often with the Jets. I mentioned the Dolphins a little earlier in this podcast. And I went through all 32 NFL teams, and I came up immediately with only 3 that I don't want anything to do with as of right now. 3 teams. No fantasy player at all. Doesn't mean someone can't convince me later before my draft or on waivers that someone's worth giving a shot, a plug and play. But we'll do that in the next podcast. We'll sort of go into by team, just my opinion on, yeah, can I make a case for a player on this team and who the player is, or can I not make a case? And 3 teams stood out as not likely to have a player on any of my draft boards by the time our fantasy drafts come up in a few weeks. Send me your questions, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.